When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Welcome to the beginning of the transmission. Or, for me, the excruciating 40-minute countdown until I'm once again forced to thank Ryan DeGiorgi for whatever vague, detail-free assistance he apparently provides on a weekly basis. But hey, it's the new year and we're back in a tavern. That's right, it's happening. It's the thing you've been waiting for. It's like when the Mandalorian says, "This is the way." It's what you wanted, right? Well, it's mostly what you wanted, except it's another side quest episode, and then Boba Fett shows up in a bathrobe. By the way, I've been binging your Earth science fiction over the winter holidays, and wow, you get a lot wrong. For starters, laser blasts aren't fast. They don't go pew pew. They're slow. They're patient, and they'll follow you for years until the day you get sloppy. But I know the look of someone who's losing interest. I'm looking in a mirror. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Many years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King that I use to upload this podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And, oh, it's been like at least half a year, but we are in a tavern again for the first time, and I'm just happy to be hanging out with you buds in this tavern. Oh, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. We're back at these taverns. Tavern boys.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been to the Bow-Legged Moose. That's the name of this tavern, right?
Mm-hmm. Bow-Legged Moose. Across the street, of course, is the Sacrilegious Pelican. This is like a bit of a university town, so there's bars everywhere. Taverns up and down the street.
You know, when I went to college a long time ago on my world, in a little town called Athens, Ohio, there were like 21 bars all on one street. There was just like, it's like just one street with just bars. You will go into one. If your buddies weren't in there, you'd be like, "No, maybe I'll go to the bar next door, and maybe they're in there." That was the kind of Earth story that I thought you would find interesting.
Yeah, no, it was good.
I assumed it wasn't over because it seemed like something might happen in the story.
Well, I was trying to get across the potential of the night. You know what I mean? When you're...
Ooh, Arnie, that sounds like the title of a one-man show. Arnie Niekamp stars in The Potential of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see a scene from that, or a monologue, or at least a better story?
Okay. Yes. All right.
Do a monologue in 16 bars of a song.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy. Not musically educated enough to know exactly how much 16 bars are, but that's all right. You, sir, could you magically put a spotlight on me?
Of course. Oroth Karol Trahane.
Oh, do you have to have it coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
So stop talking. Look, we're going to have to post a warning that there is a strobe effect if you keep talking while the light is coming out of your mouth.
And scene.
That was it. All right, well.
No, that was the beginning. That was the start. Oh. I was helping you get into it.
Okay. Hey, hold on. Lights.
Sorry, scene.
I'm opening my mouth. Lights.
Scene. So now it's done.
No. I'm turning on the lights.
Jazzos Christ.
And end. But a snake eating its own tail, the end is the beginning, Ouroboros.
Wow, this college town. There's a bar next door to another bar. The potential of this night.
And scene. That's the end one.
Arnie, how come every time you act, you smoke a fake cigarette?
I gotta use them for something. I just have this bag full of fake cigarettes. Whenever you ask me to workshop one of my one-man shows, I just like to pull one of them ciggies out. Usador, what have you been up to?
I have been traveling from town to town, looking for any bit of arcane knowledge that might help us in our great quest to defeat the Dark Lord and destroy his evil ways.
Hey, let's just grab a guest at random. I'm sorry, I just don't want to dive into that.
No, but it seemed like a lot of great the same magical secrets that'll help us in our quest. Oh, these magical secrets are so tantalizing. Don't you want to hear about my magical secrets?
No, because you always say magical secrets. You never just start with what it is. If you start with the detail in the first sentence, I would really want to hear more.
Arnie.
Yes.
You're interrupting Usador's one-man show.
Oh, that's right. Stop the strobe effect. Keep that light on him. Usador, here's a cigarette.
There's a secret. A secret that only I know. Of such great magical power that if e'er it were revealed, how the children would cry. That's right. When I was only 7 years old, I cried myself to sleep every night. Oh, the days that went by as I did cry in my small crib, even though I was born as a full-grown man with a beard and a robe and great magical powers. Oh, how I would cry, though, and say, Mother, 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 are you there? Can you hear me? Mother, I'm crying! Mother! And ne'er did she come, for I have no mother, for I was born into this world from a conspiracy of bird and rain and wind and fire that said there must be a champion, and then did step forth Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonanhuk Stengis, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and mother... Mother, can you hear me?
Scene.
Wow.
Lights. Yeah, let's get to a guest.
That was long. Hey, I'm just going to grab some. Look at this guy. This guy's got like a really fancy outfit on and what looks like a crown. Excuse me, sir, would you mind joining our table?
Yes, hello there. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure to have you, Your Majesty. I see that you're wearing a crown. You must be a powerful king or a prince. I have not had the pleasure yet to meet thee.
Yes, for I was once a prince, for sure. But now I am king of a domain greater than the lands you have seen, greater than anything you have known. I am a king from a faraway land, and my name is King Zeki.
Oh, King Zeki. Know that Usador doth take me for thee.
You radiate very believable privilege just to be able to be like, I know nothing about what you've seen, but I know what I come from is greater than any of that.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know what you've seen at all, but I know that it is greater, for I own all of it. I live in a castle, a great big castle with a palace in the middle, and I've not seen many of my lands, but the lords, they come and they tell me it's all mine.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
That's almost as impressive as your voice. Can I ask, King, and I don't mean to be rude or make assumptions, but all of the kings I've known that have a name ending in Y or IE tend to be little boys.
Yes, absolutely. You must understand, my name was King Zechariah, but Zeki was a name given to me by my nanny. It took, and now that is my name. The local press have used it initially to tease me, to bring me down. But I have chosen to take it and make it my own.
Well, it's a wonderful name, and I must assume that you are a good king who is kind to all his subjects. For if you are, know that Usador's sword and Usador's magical staff shall be used in your good name.
Yes, I'm kind to all of my subjects, and I have heaps. How many subjects do you reckon I have?
Let me guess. Okay. 400.
Oh, wait, don't answer. We got to all have a shot at this. We want to do Price is Right rules, which is from my world, is you don't want to go over.
Yeah, I reckon that's good. So how does that work exactly? We don't have Price is Right in my land.
Basically what it means is you want to get as close as possible, but for some reason you don't want to get over. Like like it could be one person over, and that's wrong.
Oh, Arnie.
So you're saying if someone's 20 off below, mm-hmm. but you're one off above, the person 20 off below wins the prize.
More than that. If someone is like negative 70, like if their guess is negative 70 and the other person is half a person over, that they're still wrong.
Oh, why would someone guess negative 70 subjects? Are those ghosts? Are your subjects 70 ghosts?
Subjects are everything you could possibly imagine. I have ghost subjects, people subjects, animal subjects. I even have clone subjects where they've taken part of me and recreated it. It's a wonderful thing.
Hold on. Everything's one of your subjects? What about history?
Sure. Yeah.
Science.
Yeah. Wait, is that a... yeah.
Social studies?
Yep. I do social... well, no, I only... oh, I see. There's a misunderstanding here. You're talking of what I've read. Well, you see, when you're a king, you only read of wealth and of your kingdom. I know all there is to know of the kingdom, but not of the earthly pursuits, and I do wish to study more.
I'm sticking with 400.
I'm going to go with negative 70.
I think this guy's a fucking fraud. I'm going to say zero. He's lying.
Wow. You've all guessed such low numbers. I didn't even know you could have so few subjects, for I have a billion subjects.
This guy's lying.
A billion? I must ask you then, King Zaki, will you join mine quest? For I have sought to raise an army to overcome the Dark Lord for lo these many years, and with a billion subjects, all strong men, women, and children, ready to take up arms against the forces of evil, most assuredly we can achieve our goal.
Listen, I don't really take for fighting on the battlefield anymore. Okay. I did do that in my youth.
Okay.
I'm absolutely interested in investing in this concept, and I'm willing to give you quite a large number of gold and silver to help you on your quest. I just do want to see a return on the investment within the next 2 years.
Mm. Only way this guy has a billion subjects is he's fucking king of bacteria. Fucking no way this guy's a king.
You know, King Zaki, I've noticed that as people walk by our table, they just keep laying mugs of mead down in front of you or like sort of bowing in your general direction.
Well, yes, when I arrived in this area explaining that I was a king, they didn't give me free things. But you see, all my money is in my kingdom, far, far away. So I'm doing it all on credit. And I'm sort of promising them if they give me the free stuff, like I get lots of free stuff back home, when I come back with all my gold, I'll pay them all back threefold.
Oh, you need money? Here, take all of mine. Here.
Thank you.
400 gold.
Thank you so much. This is a pittance to me. So when I come back, I'll give you a billion gold.
That's way more than three times.
Yeah, I'll give you anything because I don't even care. I've got so much money. I've got a big room of money that I dive in like a pool.
Oh, that's fun.
Nah, this guy's full of shit.
I don't know.
I swim in the gold like a pool. It's an original concept, this, in this world. I've never heard of anyone else that's done it. But here in this world, I'm the only person that's ever had the idea of a pool of gold.
It's a very clever idea. And what better way to really rub it in the face of those poor people in your kingdom to say, like, I'm going to swim in money. That's how much I don't give a shit about it.
Listen, King, I'm not a money doctor, but if you jump into a pool of gold, you're going to break your neck.
No, it sort of works like water. Like, I'll jump from the top, and I'll jump in, and it'll splash around like water, and I'll swim, and all my kids will come, and they'll swim in the gold. It works like water. It's
you can't,
sort of magic.
King, you can't just say it's like water and then use the words splash and swim, and that's your proof. I mean...
yeah,
gold is hard, right? Here, take a piece.
Chunk, you're poor. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh,
I'm poor. Who are you gonna believe?
You're poor, and you're not a money doctor like me.
You just said the title of my one man show. Chunk now presents. I'm poor, and I'm not a money doctor.
Spotlight.
Mama used to catch fireflies in the backyard. Dad'd come home drunk, sticking a bourbon. His jeans all tattered and torn, the smell of another woman on his collar. Mama'd get pissed. She'd smack him around and say, "You get out of here. I hate you." But the next morning, Daddy'd come down for breakfast, and I knew Mama took him back. And scene.
Oh.
Excellent. Very well done.
Whenever each of you do one-man shows, why are they so mother-focused?
Well, Arnie, I don't know how it is on Earth, but in Foon, if you are acting, you should always use a southern accent and say something about a troubled childhood involving your mother.
Oh, okay.
The southern part of Foon, we mean, of course.
Oh, of course. Of course.
King Zaki, would you like to workshop your one-man show?
Listen, I'm not much of a performer, but let me make an offer to the two of you. I would love to bring you to my castle to perform this show for the entire court. It would be such a wonderful piece of entertainment and pretty much like just like anything to me. That's how easily I can ship you over. Now, unfortunately, I don't have my bags of gold, so what I'm going to need you to do is give me a little bit of cash to book the ship to my land. But once we're there, my fee for a one-man show in my castle is a $2 billion.
Here, one second. Let me conjure a portal to reach into my abode, and I will pull out 1,000 sacks of 401 gold pieces. That's my 401k. You can have the whole thing.
Oh, thanks. I don't even know if this is a lot or not to you, because it's like whatever to me, but I'll use this to book the ship right now.
Basically, my whole future relies on it. Don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll get paid back. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Hey guys, why don't we slip out of here? Let's go across the street. Why are we staying at this one tavern? Why don't we go across the street to the other tavern? Chunt, what was the name of that tavern again?
Ooh, you mean the Sacrilegious Pelican?
Yeah, the Sacrilegious Pelican. King Zaki, do you want to come with us?
Oh, if you want me to come with you, absolutely. I'd love to come with you to the other bar. You've got to understand, I own all the taverns in my land, so it's a bit strange for me to have to, like, pay for drinks and stuff. It's just odd for me culturally. So just, like, for me to feel comfortable, I reckon you should pay for the drinks, even though I'm rich.
Your money is no good here, and you don't have it. So worry not, I shall pay for all.
Guys, I'm telling you, I looked at the tag on the back of his cape, and it just is handwritten. It says expensive. This guy is a fraud.
Chunt, you're poor. You don't know about these things. That's when you get to a certain level.
Exactly. That's a bespoke cape that someone wrote the word expensive in. That's how special it is.
He's like fucking Robert Downey Jr. on my world. He's just like, he gets to a certain level and it's just all athleisure. That's everything.
And you said that was a drunken goose on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's go across the street to the bar, and I guess first round's on me.
All right. Everybody grab your microphone. Oh, King Zaki, do you mind just grab this microphone? This is what you've been talking into. And by the way, good job of just instinctively getting right up on it.
Oh, by the way, this is a podcast. We're recording the whole thing.
Yeah, no worries. That's awesome. I don't know what recording means, but I'm happy to do that.
Don't worry about it. I didn't for the longest time either. It took about 3 years.
Usually I get monks to record all of my thoughts. Is it something like that?
You used the word recording in that sentence, so it sounds like you got it.
Yeah,
This guy's full of shit. He's so full of shit.
Chunt, that's a king. Be nice to the king.
Oh, this place looks a little bit better, right?
What was wrong with the bow-legged moose?
Too many one-man shows in that place.
Yeah, every time you look around, some asshole's performing his one-man show.
Yeah, hey.
Wait, did you say two-man show?
Hey, let's see this table. It doesn't look like there's anybody here.
Oh, wait, Arnie, I think someone's cleaning up this table. See, there's that...
There's
a damp towel
on the
table.
Yeah, maybe I'll just move it. Whoa!
Hey! Not without my permission.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That felt so weird. I apologize.
That's all right.
Is the table talking? Hello, table.
No, I got legs.
I think it's the rag.
Yeah, I got legs.
Oh no. Oh, that damp rag's got little legs.
Yeah, I got little legs. Do you want to touch them?
No.
Excuse me.
Touch them.
Okay, here. I'll touch them. Those are nice... Feels good to me.
It was tickly. You got tickly fingers.
I have to ask you a question. I have a king here with me.
Oh, fuck.
And I want to. I know. And I want to clean off this.
Hey, rag! Don't fucking embarrass us in front of this
king.
I'm
not gonna embarrass you in front of the king. You think I've been around a king before? I've been around kings. I got little legs. I'm a damn clock. You think I haven't been around a king before?
It's all right. But I want to clean off his chair before he sits down. Can I grab you, wipe off the chair with you? Or is that rude?
That's fine, but first you have to watch my one-man show.
All right, fine.
This damp cloth has been a real wet towel.
Yeah.
It's
do you want
pretty
a spotlight?
Good. Yes.
Too bad, you're getting one. Error. Oh.
Do you want a fake cigarette?
I need a fake cigarette. Actually, yeah, I'll have a fake cigarette. I don't know what a cigarette is.
It's like a pipe, but it's just paper and you just burn the whole thing up.
Okay, I'm not sure because you're... I don't know if we have cigarettes. I don't have a mouth. Is that going to be an issue?
Oh, yeah. I don't... Yeah. Also, how are you talking?
Just tuck it between his toes.
Where is his voice coming from?
It doesn't matter. Don't worry. I can't... You're going to have to speak up, though, because I don't exactly have ears. I am a tiny pair of legs attached to a wet towel. Have I not made that explicitly clear?
Oh, no, it's very clear.
You have.
Okay.
Also, are you always wet? Like, are you always a wet towel?
It's sort of a byproduct of kind of my job, my occupation. I'm a swimming instructor. I spend a lot of time in the water. And, of course, quite absorbent. Top arm is quite absorbent. So,
guys,
no one's really willing to ring me out.
This guy's lying as well. This guy's a sham. Wow, how do you guys not see? He's lying.
Chunk, you're poor. You don't know anything about towels.
Chunk, did you ever learn to swim?
Mama never taught me how to swim. Mama started staying out late. She'd go on vacation and never write home. Scene.
Hey,
let's see.
Hey, that's my one-man show. Who gave you the script? Why are you doing my bit? That's my bit.
I'm sure you have your own take on it. Let's see it.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Spotlight.
Hey, that's Croft.
Paper pipe.
Oh, here you go.
What's it called? Thank you. All right. Mama. Mom, I had a mum. She come. Dad was drunk. Dad's a fucking piece of shit. Dad was drunk. He come home smelling of some kind of brown. And he had women all over his neck. And
this towel wasn't even in the other bar. I'm telling you, the king and this damp towel are working in cahoots. The king told, while we were bickering, the king relayed my entire one-man show to this fucking wet towel. And now
he's... Look, sometimes there's just parallel creation. Sometimes two people think of the same one-man show totally separately. It happens. It's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
I'm poor.
I don't know. I'm poor.
What? Come on.
A very good show. I'm absolutely blown away by this show from a wet towel. I have to say, there's only room in my castle for one show about growing up in the South in a broken home. So I
please
need
me,
to be convinced
me,
which
please
one
me.
Of you will come to my castle to make a billion gold.
I retract my offer to do the show because though this be a wet towel, I am the one who is soaked with tears.
Arnie, you saw his fake.
Let me clean that up. I'll just clean that up. Thank you. Can someone flip me upside down? So
here you
go. The towel part of me is on the. Thank you. Now I'm just waving my legs around like crazy.
It's adorable.
That's how I move. That's how I get around.
It's so weird to be able to tell which side of a cloth is upside down because he has feet.
Yeah.
You can tell. The toe's pointing forward. That's the right side up, I think.
Yeah. My legs are broke.
Oh, wait. So he's on his back. Flip him over.
Oh, here you go.
No, don't put me on my legs. If there's any weight on my legs, it hurts. I've smashed my femurs.
I'll let you sit down so you're kind of, you've got the underside of your legs kind of on the table, but the towel is there.
All right, I don't really sit. I just kind of plop.
I guess I'm dying to ask, if your feet are broke, which they clearly are because they're facing the wrong direction, do you have other bones inside your cloth?
No. Yeah. Which part?
Oh, boy. How to ask this? I guess this general rectangle here.
That's all. Yeah, that's all mostly fiber fabric. It's mostly just sort of... Yeah, are you telling me you've never seen a towel before?
Huh.
You should see a money doctor.
You should see a money doctor because they may want to operate on you because you're not full of bones, but you're clearly full of shit. Guys, this guy is lying. Let's go to a different bar. There's tons of them.
Sean, you're being so rude. Like, everyone doesn't know everything about the inside of their body. Like, I don't know what parts of my body do and don't have bones in them.
What?
Arnie, I have to... penis?
I mean... I don't think so, but I can't 100% say.
You're a moron.
You know what? If you let me get into your head, I'll tell you where the bones are at.
You sort of stay out of my head.
I do not have a head.
I do not have a head.
I'm sorry, I was talking to Ani. I suppose it's hard for you without eyes and ears and a mouth and all that stuff. But you're doing a great job, I think, for having two broken legs and a washcloth for a body. If you want me to fix your broken legs, I can do that.
Oh, that would be amazing. Then I can walk around again. I can go back to swimming lessons. I teach tots how to swim.
That's so lovely. What a wonderful thing to do. Your Majesty, do you have any small children back in your kingdom that need to be taught how to swim?
Yes, I do. I have so many children that need to be taught how to swim. Say, wet towel with legs wearing high heels, would you like to come to my palace, teach my children to swim?
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, yes, great.
Is it a paid gig?
Yes, it's paid $1 trillion. And I'm not going to ask you for any money, because that is proof that I am not a fraud, for I'm not paying you.
Look, they're winking at each other. Artie, user, they're winking at each other.
Yes, they're friends.
John, you just upped the amount from $1 billion to $1 trillion. This guy's not fucking around.
All right,
I'm going to fix your legs by using this healing rock. I have a healing rock that if I smash something with the rock, it heals it.
Oh, God, all right.
Okay, hold on. Hold your leg real still, and I'm going to smash it with this rock.
Be careful.
Is that helping?
Another one.
Okay.
Well, Yusur, while you fix his legs, let's take a brief intermission to this five-man show, and we'll be right back with more this bullshit.
One more. What?
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
All right, guys, I don't know. I am just enjoying the potential of the night. Why stop at two taverns? Are there any more taverns in this town?
Oh, there's dozens. There's, let's see, there's the...
Oh, let's go to dozens.
Well, beer is cheaper there. You want to go to?
Yeah, let's go to dozens.
Yeah, all right,
let's go.
Do I have to come?
Yes.
Come on.
All right. I guess.
Here, you can ride on my hat.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, is it an awkward question if you want us to carry you?
Well, I mean, he didn't fix my legs. I want to be clear. We took an intermission. We didn't see what happens. He just made me come. But he didn't fix my legs. My bones are fucked. But I had one of the most intense full leg orgasms I've ever had in my life. So I want to thank you for that.
Welcome.
Can I say when I was a kid, I used to fix my legs two or three times a day.
Oh, really?
One time my mom walked in on me fixing my legs. It was very embarrassing.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Yeah, one time I was fixing my legs and in the dark and there was a bit of blood. And I was like, I've got to stop fixing my legs. I've been doing it too much.
I think you're fixing them wrong. Well, guys, before we go into this bar, I do want to let you know, we can definitely go in here. The Dozens is a cool bar, but I do need to let you know it is a frat bar. So if you see a fragile bat, don't go up to it. Don't talk to it. They're kind of a mess. They're always looking for fights, okay? So just be careful. All right. Let's go inside here. All right.
Greetings. Yes. I am Usador.
Oh, well, Kiora, thank you for coming into my bar today. I'm a lizard. My name's Lizard Jim. Can I get you a table of four, please? Or how many are there of you?
Well, actually, one of them is riding on my hat, so there's five of us.
Hey. Oh, look, a little fella. He looks like a wet little towel. I'd take him down to the beach and dry off my legs.
Don't you fucking careful. Dare.
There's a little
Don't
bit of cum in there.
Don't you fucking dare.
Lizard Jim, I have to pull you aside for a second and let you know that is King Zaki, the famous king with billions of subjects. So we must have your finest table.
Well, knock me down with a feather. The last time we had any royal family here, I was knee-high to a grasshopper before I ate it with my tongue. Well, I'll give you the best seat in the house, our prized big table. You can fit as many as eight people there.
Thank you, James.
Please, call me James.
I did, and I shall. I'm very formal.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Oh, good. James, Lizard James, could I ask you to bring us a round of ales for everyone at the table? And if you don't mind, grab on yourself and join us for but a bit.
Just so you know, with the current climate in the world, what we're getting you to do is just that code on the table there. We're going to need you to get out your magical sticks.
Okay.
And I need you to just look at that code and just log in there that you're here. And we're going to do table service. So you'll need to just put that through and you can see the menus all up there on the magical stick. We'll just bring that out to you.
Oh, perfect. Okay. When our food is ready, will our stick start to shake or vibrate?
Yes, and you just got to walk up and go in a really nice, subtle little way. It's not obtrusive. It just goes.
Gotcha.
And then you just walk up to the there and we'll have your chips and fish there ready for you or whatever you're having.
Arnie, take that magical stick out of your mouth.
I'm hungry.
LJ, what do I do? Okay, how do I say this? What do I do if I can't tell if the stick vibrated? Should I come up and bother you to say, like, I don't know if it went off and then see if it went off?
We absolutely welcome that. We want people to come up and get in the way of the process as much as possible.
Guys.
I'm a lizard, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Lizard Jim. Guys, I think this guy's in on it. He's a fucking phony, too. If you can't tell, he has writing on his hand and he's reading off of his hand everything he's saying.
Chunt, he's clearly a lizard. Like, look at him.
Arnie, I didn't believe anything Chunt had said so far about these three being fake until Lizard Jim announced that he was a lizard. I assumed that already by looking at him and his name being Lizard Jim. But when someone goes, hey, by the way, I am a lizard, it's like me going, hey, by the way, I am a wizard. That, you know, look at me. I'm a wizard. I'm like your classic cookie-cutter wizard. Like, every fucking wizard you think of looks like me.
And yet you mention that you are a wizard. Like, you go through a long introduction of yourself every time.
No, that's totally
different.
Yeah,
I'm not buying that he's a wizard at all. I don't think you're a wizard at all.
What? No,
I
you don't think I'm a wizard?
I absolutely
agree. Prove it.
I think this wizard fellow is very suspect and might be trying to steal our money.
What? No, I swear. I am definitely a wizard. Here, let me show you. I'll turn this magical stick into a magical longer stick. Erotero.
That's the most impressive thing I've ever seen in my life.
Legs. I'm legs. I'm just two little legs on a tail. I don't know nothing. I just wanted to mention that.
Here's my theory. Oh. I reckon this wet towel for legs, this lizard man, and this wizard boy are all in it together. Some sort of fake thing to get our money. And I've got billions and trillions of it. So if they rip us off, I could lose heaps. I think we all need to band together, put all our money in one joint bank account, and then they'll never be able to touch it.
Guys, he's stealing my conspiracy. This fucking sucks. Bill, come on, back me up. Chunt, your ideas are not that good. Why would anyone steal them?
Also, you got to speak up. I cannot hear you.
My bad.
Well, Lizard Jim, I'm glad I put your fears to rest and that you totally believe that I'm a wizard now. Wink.
Yeah, I'm completely bought in. I've never seen a stick grow like that. you know, I've seen some big shit in my life. I've seen, once I saw a man, he put a ball in a cup. And I thought, well, that's where the ball is. And then he moved it all around and then looked and there wasn't the ball there. He put it somewhere else. And I thought, well, this is a wizard. So I believe you're a wizard.
Oh, thank you very much. So you totally want to then invest in my quest to defeat the Dark Lord and you would feel good giving me all of your foonish possessions.
Well, look, I can get you a bowl of chips for the table to start with. Like, I'm happy to do that, like,
it's
on the house.
Start. Yeah, it's a good start.
Like, maybe, would you like a bit of garlic bread as well?
Yes, please.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah. We're not asking the important questions. Lizard Jim, are these items free?
That's what I'm saying. I'm happy. As the proprietor of this beautiful establishment, which is called, which has a name that I remember.
Doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I'm saying is, you guys have a couple of ales. That's, you're paying for that. And you've just got to order that through the code on your stocks. But what I'm saying is, have a garlic bread and a chips on the house.
Okay. Lizard Jim, I had one other question, and I don't know if this is rude or presumptive, but there is a curtain in the back that says owner of the bar behind this curtain, and underneath the curtain are just 2 feet sticking out that then slid backwards when I looked over at it, as if someone were dragging those feet backwards.
That's not an area that's interesting at all. That's not something you should dig into. I reckon what you need to do is go, we'll all just say, that's interesting, and move on with our day.
Guys, we don't know. I think you're absolutely right. I think it's very suspect, that whole curtain situation. And I think I need to get out of here with everyone's cash as quickly as possible, because I think they're trying to steal it from us.
King Zaki, can I just say, I know we've been through a lot of crazy situations tonight, a lot of disorienting things. I'm just love that you're here as my rock through all of this. Like, I know I can count on you no matter how weird everything else gets.
Here's the thing. I don't think we can trust anyone here. You're the only person I trust, and thus I'm the only person you trust. That's the way we're going to get through this.
Would you hold my money for me?
Absolutely. I'll hold all of it for you.
Arnie, I don't even trust myself with it at this point. Like, I might do something really stupid with this money. That's why I'm giving it to King Zaki.
Wet towel with legs, can I talk to you for a moment over here?
Yeah, all right. You're going to have to carry me, though.
Yeah, just get back up on my hat.
All right.
Look, I don't trust any of these other people. I think for the last 5 years that Chunt and Arnie have been trying to scam me and take all of my money. So, I want to give all my money to you. Could you hear any of that?
No, I can hear you perfectly. I don't have ears, but I've got a mouth, so it's fine. Why me? I don't understand.
Because you're the only one I can trust. We are the only ones who can trust each other.
I just met you, bro. I just met you.
You're my best friend.
You've
always been my best friend.
Oh, man, you are fucked up in the head, because here's why. It's odd that we've just met and you trust me that much, but not King Zaki or the Lizard Man or the other two people who I feel like you have a relationship with.
Okay, well, let me put it to you this way. If you were about to get married, who would be your best man?
That's a good question.
Pick me.
All right. Lizard Man.
Damn it. Oh, sick. That's mad sick.
Lizard Man, can I talk to you for a second in the corner?
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
You, Lizard.
I don't have ears.
Oh, neither do I.
Oh, that's perfect.
I never had a chance.
Lizard, I don't trust you. You're my best friend. Can I give you my money?
Only if you'll take my money.
I'm not sure. All right. I'm not sure what's happening, but people are breaking off into groups, giving each other their money, and I just kind of want to make sure I'm a part of the sort of spirit of the night, but I'm not sure exactly why it's happening. I haven't been able to hear many things.
Me neither.
I made a chart. Okay. So it turns out that King Zaki has Arnie's money. Arnie has Chunt's money.
Yeah.
Lizard Jim has Towel's money. Towel has Lizard Jim's money. And I have all of the money that I found under a rock outside of the front door.
That's my money.
So that should all go to the towel. So is there anything else I should add to the chart? I'm trying to figure out where everyone's money is.
Well, I just think, for me personally, in my land, We don't necessarily keep our money to ourselves. The bank has one giant vault that we put all the money in, and then we just keep a record of which of that is whose money, and that way we can make loans with the big vault. It's a very complicated system. What I'm trying to say is if everyone puts the money in my big bag and you give me that little chart, I can keep track of it and protect it from any fraudsters or sham people or anything like that. I think you've got to understand, I'm the one with the billions of trillions. I'm the one that's not going to think anything of this bag. And if I lose it, I can replace it with my billions of trillions.
It sounds good to me, but we should probably vote on it. I vote yes.
I don't have any way of voting. I don't have arms, a mouth, or so I'm not able to.
I guess
I'm not able to.
Here, wet towel. Break one leg for yes, break both legs for no.
They're both already broke. Maybe, where about I do one cum for yes and two cums for no, but I need the cum rock.
Okay, here's it's a healing rock, but it's the same difference.
No, you sore. Yes. Get out the cum rock.
Get out the cum rock.
Okay, here it is.
You cum rock this whole time?
Yeah, of course I have a cum rock, idiot. Here you go.
That time. Just one cum.
Arnie. Hey, yeah. Buddy, you're my best friend. I'm going to approach this as calmly and as intelligently as possible. These three are working together. When Lizard Jim bent over, I looked at the tag on his cape, and it just says Lizard in a hand-drawn lettering, okay?
It is part of his name.
I don't...
Look at my shirt. Look at this tag.
Okay.
It says Lizard.
Where are you buying your clothes? I think I know a way. Lizard Jim, you're really a lizard and you're not just wearing a green cape and wearing green paint, could you do a one lizard show about your life or experiences?
Absolutely.
Okay. Spotlight at our throats.
See.
Ma, come. There's chickens got out the coop. Come on, lizard mum. Lizard mum was always stuffing and stuffing about. That's what it's like on a lizard farm. That's when I was a young farm lizard with hopes of getting to the big lizard city and meeting all of, and starting a bar at the lizard shop. Oh, that lizard scene. You'll notice I wrote that. That's my life story. That's my Citizen Kane.
You ended it in the middle of a sentence. He clearly stole my southern riff. He was clearly playing with that. And if you're a lizard, you don't call it a lizard city. You call it a city. You don't call your mom lizard mom. You call her mom. Am I going crazy?
Why? Listen, why would I write a one-man play where the main character loses confidence halfway through? Maybe it's saying something. What do you think it could be saying?
I don't know. I don't.
It's got a point.
999,999,999,1,000,000. There you go, King Zaki. There's all my 1,000,000 gold pieces.
Thank you so much. It's such a small amount for me, but I know it means a lot for you to be entrusting me with your gold.
It's my pleasure. Everyone else is so busy putting on shows, and I wanted to make sure that the money was safe with you where it seemed to make the most sense to put it.
I think that your friend here is very suspicious of me, and I don't understand why. I've been nothing but hospitable. I think you need to get on board.
Hospitable?
Did you see that? Did you guys see that? The king's perfect teeth, they fell out. Did you see that? A king wouldn't have fake teeth. He'd either have perfect teeth because he was raised in royalty, or he'd have no teeth and fucking own it.
All right, then, Chunt. Where did he get the crown? Where did he get the crown?
Are
you talking about
together.
The crown tooth? Like a crown in his mouth? Or are you talking about the crown on his head?
Yeah, the circlet. The crown on his head.
The crown in his head?
There's a crown in your head?
In your mouth.
You break your crown. You know, when you fall, you break your crown. I wouldn't know of such things. I'm the only one here without a crown of any kind, to be fair. So I'm going to...
Wait a
I'm
second.
I'm just go to the toilet.
Hey, I just noticed something. Arnie, Usador, you notice how the towel's just been carried around the whole time? I checked the back of the... towel, get out of here.
Oh, sorry.
I checked the back of the towel's tag, and it says legs is fake. Also, did you notice that anytime King Zaki takes a drink, the towel doesn't talk?
I did notice
why is that?
That?
Tal,
I don't know.
Sorry, Tal. I don't know. Yeah. Rude, Tal, get out of here. Get out.
Oh, sorry.
Let me just. Oh, you got cum all over me.
Oh, sorry.
That's unrelated.
I can prove for a fact that legs isn't fake. Here, I'll take this knife right here and stab it into my own leg. That's very real. Look at the blood coming out.
That made me cum.
Wait, hold on. Did you hear that? He said that made me cum. He didn't say that made me lizard cum. He's dropping his charade. He's busted. We caught you, Lizard Jim. You didn't say lizard cum. You said cum. You're lizard busted. Always clap.
Very good, gentlemen. I thought I'd get away with it, but no, you were too clever. I am King Zaki.
What?
Your Majesty.
That's right. I am King Zaki from the land of royalty.
But King Zaki, tell me, this can't be true. He's saying he's King Zaki?
Yes, you must understand. I was tricking you. It was a bit of a lie. Now, just a little lie. I'm Prince Zaki. This is my father. I do so hope to one day be the king, but King Zaki is my father and he is the king. But I have the rights to all the billions, all the millions of gold I've promised, and I think you should still give at least me or King Zaki the money to protect it from, I think the wet towel is the enemy right now.
Okay, no, here's what's happened right now. Hello. Yes, Prince Zaki, you have been a naughty boy taking money from people. That is why I put on a shirt that would look like a lizard to come here and to watch upon you and teach you a lesson. And you wise, genuine nomads, you have been good, Usador. I knight you king, Sir Usador.
He knighted him king?
No.
King what? Sir that was Usador. That was
a typo.
It's King not, Sir Usador.
No,
Sir Usador. I didn't say that.
Oh, they know me in the land of royalty as King Sir Usador. Shall there be a greater title bestowed upon another person.
You know what? He's right. I didn't notice that he was just wearing a shirt that made him look like a lizard.
Wait a second. It just says, a lizard.
Wait a second. That now makes sense with King Zaki and Prince Zaki. But now the damp towel is slow clapping his hands. What's going on? What's going on, wet towel?
You figured it out. I'm Lizard Jim.
No!
Congratulations.
What?
The ruse has been complete. I was just wearing a towel and attached some legs to it. But actually, that is what I am. But my name is... So I think just my name is Lizard Jim, and that's the only thing that's different. Oh. Anyway, I'm going to go to the toilet.
Wait, now Prince Zaki's slow clapping.
Well, you figured it out. I'm not a prince at all. I am King Zaki. The man that is telling you that he is King Zaki is just my viceroy in disguise in case we are attacked by a murderous horde of orcs. Oh. I am the king.
Guys, this is just like what I said earlier. An Ouroboros, a snake eating its own ass.
Wait, why are we all clapping at the same time?
All right, let's cue up our clapping. All right, let's see. Okay, Usador, you can go first. And then I guess I'm going to call you King Zaki, who was
well, you'll
formerly...
You'll see what I am once we get to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see what I am.
Can I go after King
Zaki? Yeah, Lizard Jim, formerly Comrade.
Just before we do all of this, I know it's going to be so much fun, but I think we should just chuck the gold in my bag and then... We'll play this game.
Everyone put the gold in the bag. Sure. Here's all the gold.
Chuck the gold in my bag. Thank you. Good. Okay, carry on.
Then I don't have to go last, Chun. I don't know if you want to be the last revelation or if you want it to...
I didn't see you clap. Were you clapping?
I was the one person not clapping.
Oh, okay, all right. As one long as everyone... I just don't think it's fair to jump in now and say you were clapping when maybe you weren't. I wasn't sure who exactly was clapping. So what's the itinerary here? How are we running through this?
I think it's Usador, yeah. King Zaki, Lizard Jim, Prince Zaki, me.
Okay, great. All right, good. I'm just going to go to the toilet.
Well, well, well. You figured it out. I made up the entire ruse. The land of royalty? What are you, fucking stupid? That's the dumbest place name I've ever heard in my entire life. I invented all of these characters with my great magical powers. Because Arnie and Chunt, I wanted to take your money to help me with my quest to defeat evil.
Why didn't you just ask us?
Yeah, now
yeah,
you.
Now, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, well... So you thought, Usador, but actually, I'm a tech whiz. My name's Geek Boy, and I have made this into a whole. I have made a whole virtual reality world, like, you think you see stuff, but what it is lots of little balls that are making a virtual world around you, similar to, Okay,
Spider-Man. Spider-Man Far From Home.
So, like, I've created a whole world that is fake, and you've just been making stuff up this whole... You think you've been doing stuff, but actually it's been me, geek, tech... What did I call myself?
Tech wizard. Arnie, do you know about tech and Foon? Tech is when you're technically sleeping, and you imagine a whole world, just like you were saying.
Oh.
Yes. But that's mine. I'm sticking to. I planned it all.
Lizard Jim, formerly Comrade, it's your turn.
No, he didn't. That's it. That's the revelation. Is he didn't do any of that.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. No, you didn't do that.
And so, sorry. One second. I grabbed a parchment and pen. And okay. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Who's next? Is that me, or were you next?
No,
I
believe
had one more. Oh. I had another revelation.
Sure. You go for it.
You figured it out. Just a wet towel with legs. Congratulations, everyone. I fooled you again.
Well, to be fair, I was never fooled. I was on to everyone the whole time.
Were you?
Well, not the whole time. I mean, most of the time I had my suspicions, but I was trying to be cordial. And thank you, Comrade. Or wet towel, damp rag, whatever.
You can cut that bit. That's fine.
I think Prince Zaki, it's your turn.
Yeah. So, you figured it out. I'm actually King Zaki, king of a land far away and far greater than anything you've ever known. I'm worth trillions, but all my money is elsewhere, and I need to take your money in order to double it.
Well, I've already given you all my money, so...
Yeah.
Wait, Arnie, why are you clapping?
Well, well, well. You figured it out. I didn't have anything. I just wanted to be part of what was going on, and I thought I'd come up with something by the end, and I did not.
Oh. I'm just proud of you. I'm proud of you for being honest.
Yeah, let's give Arnie a legit clap. Legit clap.
A little faster than the slow clap. Yeah, it's nice.
And actually, let me slow my fast clap down to a slow clap. Arnie... You fool. Uh-huh. I put on this whole ruse. Everyone here is an actor that I hired to teach you a lesson that, hey, you don't always have the answer. And I'm glad you finally learned it. In fact, these aren't even local actors. They're all brooms with wigs and capes on. And it's me throwing my voice. Here, I'll prove it. Here's me as Chunt. Ah, yeah, baby. And now I'll throw my voice over there.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius.
Wait, sorry, I talked at the same time. Either? Sorry, two of my voices talked at the same time. Let me adjust my throat. And then the others.
What the bloody hell's going on here?
Oh no, one of my voices is onto me. Joking, that's just my voice. Go over here. That's the one I had the most fun playing, just because I got to play a comrade over here.
Hello, King Zaki.
So you see, Arnie. You see all this talk about one-man shows? I just wanted to
let you know that I am an actor, and I may be poor, but I'm rich. Rich in characters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
hey,
all right.
Very good. I was saying, hey, so all
awesome.
The
I thought you were one of the best. I couldn't believe when you were doing that. I thought that was really good, man.
I've been looking all over for you two. I was a little late to the podcast. I thought you were going to be at the Bow-Legged Moose. Why are all these wigs on these brooms?
Usador, you motherfucker, you figured it out. You see that Arnie there? That's just a mop with a wig and a cape on it. I hired all these actors, well, not even hired them, it's just me throwing my voice, to teach you a lesson about showing up on time. I wanted to seem like I was having a grand old time at three different bars. I'm sure you were peeping and peering in the window, jealous like an orphan seeing a smoked goose in the window, hungry as hell. And now, my friend, I think you'll never be late again.
That's right. I've learned my lesson.
Can I just get a little bit of clarity? If everyone was a broom with a mop, including myself, did I get anyone's money? Did I get anyone's girl?
You're not real.
So that's the thing. I thought when I was a broom with a mop, at least I got Usador's girl.
No,
I could...
but you're not a real person at all. So you don't even have a sentience.
Yes, what? And I'm not the real Usador. The Usador that gave you all the money, that was also a broom with a mop. I wasn't here the whole time. That other Usador, that's the one that gave you the money. He's not real. I'm real.
Real Usador, please. Yes, please, yes. I can't, I don't know what to do. Please, they are all living inside me. Please help me kill it. Help me kill here. It all. Kill
oh,
it
here.
All.
I know. I know what you need. I know what you need. Here, take this cum rock.
Oh.
I gotta go.
Cum rock.
Come rock, don't do it, come rock, you've got to come us out, don't come us out, but don't do it, please.
And
I'm still not entirely sure if I'm Lizard Jim or if I'm King Zeki, but
that's
you've got
to
come me out as well.
I think the idea is that we try to stop him from coming us out.
I need quiet.
Good job.
You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. And if this was your first episode, you might want to try another, maybe a Tom Blaine from season one. Let's just say you're really jumping your motorcycle onto a speeding train with this one. But, you know, sometimes Yes And needs a stress test. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. King Zaki, the wet towel with legs, and Lizard Jim were played by special guests Zach Ruane, Mark Samuel Bonanno, and Rodin Kelly from the group Auntie Donna. Check out their Netflix sketch comedy show, Auntie Donna's Big Ol' House of Fun. Yes, there is other sketch comedy besides I Think You Should Leave. Go on, give it a shot. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. If I find out after all this time that our listening audience are nothing but mops with wigs, actually, that would make a lot of sense.
Cum rock.
Cum
rock.
Cum rock. Cum rock. Cum rock.
We'll all be in your head, Russia.
Cum rock. Cum rock.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.